Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover.
Across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
First, though, I'm going to tell you about an event which is taking place tomorrow night. It is a Wine Gums comedy night. It's outside in the Orchard Tea Garden in Grantchester. And to tell me a little bit more about that is the MC for the evening. She's also put it all together, Nessie Ward. Morning to you, Nessie.
Brilliant. Can you hear me?
Hello. Can indeed. Morning, Nessie. So what happened with your car then? You were stuck in your own driveway, were you?
Yeah, there was someone delivering Amazon, so I thought then I can get out. And then the garbage people came and backed in, so I just couldn't get out in time. I'm really sorry.
That's fine. Good to have you over Zoom. And don't worry about the bin people, because they're changing the day next week, so you won't know when they're coming, probably. Anyway, thanks for coming on. Tell me first of all about the lineup. Who you've got tomorrow? Four comedians plus some music and yourself.
Yes, that's right. So we've got Barry Ferns. He's one of Wine Gum's favourites, and he co-owns the Bill Murray in London in Angel. He's absolutely fantastic. So he's just been in Edinburgh. And he does a show on top of one of the mountains there, Arthur Seat. Yeah. So he's coming fresh from Edinburgh Fringe, as is Stefania Licari. She's an A&E doctor, but she did a whole show called Medico in Edinburgh Fringe. I think she's resting at the moment in Milan, and then she's joining us tomorrow.
What is it about doctors who want to be comedians as well? They're sort of, I can think of, I wouldn't say dozens, but I can think of several, you know, from, I guess, Harry Hill is a good example. There was Rob Buckland, if you're going back a few years, and many more on top of that.
Yeah, Adam Kay, and then I have another one at Wine Gums, Michael Akadiri. I think, obviously, lots of funny things do happen in hospitals, like me being a teacher as well. So I don't know, maybe it's just a bit of release. They go and they do that, yeah. But some of them have given up being doctors as well. But anyway, we'll have a doctor in the house tomorrow. Well, in the orchard, if anyone gets poorly, because she is an A&E doctor. So if no one's had face-to-face doctor, there will be a face-to-face doctor there tomorrow.
That's useful. Last time I was in the Orchard Tea Garden, I think bee stings were possibly the thing which I could have gone down with. Anyway, who else is on the bill tomorrow?
Well, we've got Andy Gleeks, who's an old friend of mine. He's a teacher, and he's from Northern Ireland. Oh, he's so, so good. He's coming up from, up north a bit, a couple of hours away. So he's very, very funny. And then Wilson Milton, again, a Londoner, East Londoner. I've had him before quite a long time ago. So it really, really is a fantastic lineup in a beautiful setting. And it's not going to rain, and it's 24 degrees.
The temperature's just going up ever so slightly, isn't it, over the next couple of days. And you've got some live music, I think, as well.
Yes, from Ollie. Ollie's been in your show when the Queen died, because he'd written a song about the Queen.
Yes, and I remember, yes.
Yeah, so he sang his song there, and he sings before, while people are settling down on their deck chairs and their director chairs, and then he plays in the intervals as well. So that's lovely. We've even had some people dancing in the aisles to his music, that's lovely.
That sounds good. A very, very pleasant way, actually, to spend a Friday evening. The comedy scene is an interesting one, because I sense that over, I don't know, probably last 10, 15 years, something has changed about it. I think it's almost strange to say comedy being more accessible, but do you know what I mean? There are more opportunities to see live comedy, such as the sort of thing you're doing tomorrow at the Orchard Tea Gardens.
Yeah, there are. It's really... Well, I think when I first started, when I retired from teaching, there weren't many, but there was always the Junction. But now there's lots of... different ones everywhere, you know, in Cambridge. It's incredible, which is great, because there's, you know,
absolutely, it's a good opportunity to go in, you know, these days. Crikey, we do need to a good excuse to have a good laugh. What interests me as well is that, you know, you've got people who are coming in from, you know, from quite a distance, you know, from London, not quite so far away, I guess, to come play a gig. But there seems to be, I don't know, I guess a sort of a circuit, and I guess there's different levels of circuits. You know, there's the, if you like, the higher level, the sort of act you might see at night at the Apollo. But you've also got people who are frankly just as good, and they are coming along to events like this.
Yeah, and then some of mine have been on Live at the Apollo, but even some of mine who haven't been on Live at the Apollo, I would say, are even better than some of them. So some of them are. I think maybe it's a bit of luck, but some get on. So we did have one a couple of months ago, Sarah Barron. She'd been on Live at the Apollo. And then we've had Sindhu V. And, you know, Sindhu V came when she did her first, like, 10 minutes with me about 7 years ago. And now she's on, you know, all over the telly. So we do get some really, really good ones, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I guess the other, there seems to be, Have I Got News For You kind of started it, and that's been running now for a good 30 years or so, but it was almost like the, what I call the revival of the 1950s panel show, only this time it's, instead of, you know, strange academics and people who they, you know, used to have back in black and white, you've got a lot of comedians, and that gives them another outlet. I think Bob Monkhouse once said of presenting game shows that as a comedian it was perfect because you could keep your profile up without actually using any of your own material. And that's kind of, you know, this is sort of one of the things that these panel shows have done, have brought another range of comedians into our world.
Yeah. Now, like Maisie Adams, who was been on Mock the Week.
Oh, she's good. I like her.
Yeah, when I was doing Wine Gums at the Grad Pad, you know, Cambridge Wine Merchants, she just came and did a 10 minutes for me, and she was so good. And now, I write to her and say, can you come? But obviously, she won't. But she won't, but because she's too big now. But yeah.
It's interesting. It must be an interesting thing to sort of follow some of the acts that you have. You must have had several hundred of you. If we go back to the Cambridge Wine Merchants events, and including this, you must have quite a long list of people who you've called upon.
Yeah, I have. And before that, I did start it on the South Coast. That's where I first started, in Deal, Kent. And again, I didn't used to make a penny because I treat all the comedians to fish and chips. And now, like, loads of them are famous, but then I'll write to them and say, oh, do you remember me? Could you come and do Wine Gums again? They say, of course we remember you. You used to give us lovely food. So it paid off, really, in the end, even though I didn't make any money.
Yeah, no, that's the problem. The things which are really fun, there never seems to be any money involved. Right, so it's £15, I think, to get in. Do people book online beforehand, or can they just turn up?
Well, sometimes I have sold out, but I haven't quite sold out yet. So people can just rock up, or they're on Cambridge Live. You can get your tickets as well.
Okay, well, that's easy enough. So Wine Gums tomorrow night, Friday the 15th of September. Doors opening at 6:30, starts at 7:30, should be done by 10. Sounds pretty good, Nessie. Thanks very much for coming on to tell us about it.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Nessie Ward, who is the MC and also put together that Wine Gums event tomorrow. And as she said there, you can get tickets on the Cambridge Live site, cambridgelive.org. I'll chat to Neil Whiteside in a moment or two and find out what's coming up on his programme after 9:30 today. First, though, let's take a look at the travel.
Travel on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Still got this nasty one on the A14 westbound at Girton. Queuing traffic there from Junction 31 through to Junction 25, so all the way from the Girton Cloverleaf interchange through to Hatton's Road at Bar Hill, and the congestion is going to M11, Junction 11, which is Cambridge South. We've got the first couple of lanes now reopened, I'm pleased to say, so they reopened just before 9 o'clock. There are still some eastbound delays, though, as people are taking a little look and seeing.
Cambridge 105 Radio.